Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I love Him. I love what God is doing. He's up to something so good and wonderful. And this is a season to be watching. You know, this is a Shemitah year. And it's time for the Lord to return. And so I get excited about the things of God. I expect this spring to be something. I'm watching for whatever happens this spring. I expect great things to happen this springtime season. But nevertheless, I thank God for all that He's doing. He alerted me to something that He's doing. It's so wonderful, and I want everybody to get in on it. And you can't get in on it unless you have a good and honest heart. That's why the Lord got me teaching about the good heart. Now, the first one I talked about how Mary pondered the word of the angel and the things she heard from God to people. She pondered them in her heart. When you receive the word of God, if you got a good heart, you embrace it. You don't let the world distract it and take it from you. You ponder it in your heart. She pondered it in her heart. And then we showed how Stephen's dialogue last week between Acts chapter 6 and 9. Stephen was a deacon that also, I believe he was an evangelist because he worked miracles. But he was full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. And when they accused him, he broke down what happened from the days of Abraham all the way to Jesus. And before they stoned him, they could see the glory of God on him. And then he had a vision. He saw Jesus standing next to the Father. And they stopped their ears and stoned him. And Saul was holding the coats. Now, I have preached for years that Saul heard the whole message. But remember, they took him out of the city. Saul could have been, he could have seen the whole thing. But he was there when Stephen saw the vision. And then, but he heard and saw what happened. They stoned an innocent man. Well, and the witnesses were liars. But on the road to Damascus, Jesus said, "It's hard for you to kick against the pricks." And then when he opened his eyes, he couldn't see. And the men took him to Ananias. And Ananias prayed for him. He received his sight. And he was baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. Now, if you finish chapter 9, you'll see what I'm talking about. Now, when you have a good and honest heart and you receive the word and embrace it and you don't let the world take it from you, and you begin to bear fruit, you start becoming like Jesus. You'll have your personality, your creative abilities, but you'll have the character of Jesus. And that's the fruit that we bear. We live in His likeness. We do His will. We do His word. We love His ways. We do His ways. And we become like the Most High. Because Jesus is just like His Father, the Most High. And see, when Satan fell, he wanted to be like the Most High. But when we come back to the Lord and through Jesus Christ, God makes us. He shapes us in the same character of the Most High, and we bear fruit. Bearing fruit is very important. Bearing fruit is all forms of prosperity. See, you can't obey God, and I'm not talking about money, okay? You cannot obey God and become poverty. If you obey God's word, you always prosper. Not only do you prosper, you bring prosperity to situations. If you don't believe me, watch. People who always take the high road, they do things God's way. If you notice, they solve problems and they help companies, businesses do better than they did before. And when they get another job and leave, the place is worse off. Unless people adopted their ways. And sometimes their impact, even after they leave the place, people remember how they were, and people who receive the light of their way, they begin to cause things to prosper as well. See, when you do things God's way, you leave a wake of good. But when you go around doing evil, it's better when you're gone. But when you go around doing good, it's not always worse when you leave, because everybody who was paying attention and learning, your likeness will still be there. And sometimes in a void, people can see, hey, the light is gone. I wish he was back, or I wish she was back. But then they remember the counsel and the workers and companions on the job. They began to do what God's person was doing. And the company still mounts up. Same thing with churches. You get a godly pastor and a congregation that want to know God, miracles are going to happen. But if you got a den of thieves, and you go to, it's not going to work right. Having the good and honest heart is the way to go. It don't matter what your background was. Paul just got, this man wrote most of the Bible, but before he became Apostle Paul, he was Pharisee Saul, holding the coats for the people that was throwing stones at Stephen. And Stephen forgave all of them, including Saul. And Jesus knocked him down, and he humbled himself. He said, "Who are you, Lord?" From that point on, he was a new man. When you see Jesus as Lord, when you see Jesus as your Lord, and you call him your Lord in faith, you're a changed person. It's not just a magic prayer you recite. It's when you mean it. When you believe on Jesus that he's your king, that he's your Lord and your Savior, you're a new man or woman. You're brand new. Not only that, because you receive salvation, you become a king and a priest like he is. Even the women are kings and priests. In the Old Testament, women couldn't be priests, but you are now. Women couldn't be kings, but you're a king now. You're not a queen, you're a king. I love it. And not only that, I've seen godly women do some awesome things. I love hearing women preach. People tradition don't like it, but I've been blessed by women that preach. Women that preach. Just keep following God and you're going to be fine. You're going to do well. I've seen women, they bring their whole family to heaven. So don't discount women, men. And that's a dumb thing to do. Anybody that draw near to the Lord, God can use them. And this is my desire for everybody. This is why I became willing to forgive people that did me wrong. When I first got saved, I asked the Lord to forgive me of all my sins. And then I saw how important it was to forgive people that offend you. So I started with people who angered me the most. People who bugged me, I prayed for them and their families. I prayed for all my enemies. And I asked the Lord to bless them. This is how you get rid of old hurts. Even if they did something terribly wrong. This is how you get rid of old wounds. And the enemy can't control you through that anymore. And your weaknesses, as you receive the love of God, you're going to strengthen. As you read every time you read the word of God and let it form in your heart, you're growing. If you're a man, you're growing as a man. If you're a woman, you're growing as a woman. And then you can get rid of all the lies. Sometimes good people with good hearts, they're doing things they have no business doing because they believed a lie somewhere. But as you receive the counsel of God's word, the light of God's word, you're going to find out you were lied to wherever you were lied to. And I don't discount people. Because people that have a good heart, they do strange things before they meet Jesus. People that commit adultery, fornication, homosexuality, witchcraft. If you watch Sid Roth long enough, everything I just mentioned, people were doing it, and then they met Jesus, and then they came out of it. See, A few weeks ago, I gave a broadcast about how while Jesus and James and Jesus was walking with Jesus, the Samaritans didn't want to receive him that day. Now, they eventually did, but not that day. And James and John said, "Do you want us to call fire down out of heaven to burn them up?" And Jesus said, "You don't know what spirit you're like or what spirit you're of." See, Jesus taught them how to filter out those evil thoughts that the enemy come to give. If the devil, people can't see the spirit realm. The devil will send a homosexual spirit to make a man believe that he's that way, or a woman believe that she's that way, or fornication, or he got all kind of spirits, and sometimes people go along with it. And the person, and they are attacked because they actually have a good heart, and the devil notice. And so while people are out there disconnected from Jesus, and they have a good heart, that don't mean they're saved. People with a good heart can still go to hell if they don't get saved. But when they hear the word of God preached in a rightly divided way, when they see more light, they're going to come. And they're going to put aside all the things that would damn them. That's why it's so important. I want everybody to hear the word for themselves. Don't just go along with traditional lies. Don't listen to cold religion. Cold religion is nothing like Jesus. The Pharisees preach cold religion, but Jesus preached redemption for everybody. And you know, you have to preach like this because people are in all kinds of situations. And then the enemy, through their love for this world, he can shut their ears. See, God, my pastor gave us, he laid hands, he preached about the double portion. See, Jesus is about to return. And I don't want nobody out there that can't go to heaven to miss heaven. I want you ready when Jesus come. I can't help you after he come, but I can help you now. Because it's going to be hard after he raptures his people. Put aside what you've done. Look to Jesus for once. Let the words in your heart. Because the Lord said, if they don't hear now, and they reject this work, I'm going to leave them where they stand. When he was talking about the last warning. If they don't hear the last warning, I'm going to leave them where they stand. He told me this. Now, it's easy to receive God's word. This is serious. It's enough people that went to hell already. That's not necessary. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Everything is free, and the broadcast is longer on the website than it is on the radio. The second half is powerful. So go to newlivingletters.com. I got a page for my father, too. Now, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. There's no reason for anybody to be left in this cruel world. I don't want see, people say, "You judge me." I don't want justice either. I want redemption. I'm not interested in God judging you. I'm interested in you receiving his love and redemption. You can't take sin to heaven with you. Don't get that out of your mind. But you can go to heaven a changed person. Now, this is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. "Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and of our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God." You see that? Grace and peace can be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus. And of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3. "According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now watch this. Now watch close and be attentive. Verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Somebody will say, well, how do you nourish a good heart? If you got a good heart, how do you know? This is what you do. If you have a good heart, and if you want to have a good heart. Beside this, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Now, the closest word to what God is talking about was virtue. The Greek meaning of virtue is noble living or power. But I asked the Lord his definition of virtue. And he said, it's the amount of my word in your heart. So in other words, you're going to put God's word in your heart. Now, I wrote about this in Definitions. I wrote a writing called Definitions. It's on the Living Letters page on newlivingletters.com. Beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. All right, you're putting God's word in your heart. To virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, temperance. See, knowledge, you receive the word, knowledge forms. And when knowledge forms, don't get in pride, be temperate. And to temperance, patience. See, all this works together so the word can grow roots in you. And to patience, godliness. The enemy is going to try to steal it. When you receive the word, he's going to try to, he want to get in there some kind of way. But add to the, you learn the word. Don't just get your problem solved, but instead of just reading a scripture that will solve your problem, read the whole chapter, get knowledge. Instead of reading the whole chapter, read the whole book and receive understanding. Temperance will form. The word will brace you when you need it to, so that you won't go back and be worldly again. And in temperance, be patient. And patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Love. Be kind to the point that you love. Charity is a verb. That's when you take the word of God, you receive it, and you love people so much that you want to do something for them. Love is what love does. Love is a verb. Love is action. Now watch this now. When it got to love, that's how you become. Love is the way of being established also. When you receive what God's saying, you treasure it. You want more. You hold on to it. It grows roots in you. And you want to do something. You're not just walking in kindness. You really want to help people if you can. Verse 8 says, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So now you're going to have the knowledge of love, or the knowledge of Jesus. And you're going to have the likeness of Jesus. Now watch what happens to the opposite. Remember the rule, the opposite is always true. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and he has forgotten that he was purged of his old sins. See, when people don't do the things listed from verse 5 to verse 8, they forget. They become blind to the life of God. And then they forget what God gave them through Christ. Now watch what verse 10 says. Wherefore, rather, being aware of verse 9, wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Now that's a high promise right there. The love of God is how we fulfill the law. The love of God takes us forward in the things of God. The love of God with the word of God causes us to do greater works than Jesus did. And he set us up to be that way. Because God is always, the Lord is ever progressive. Whereas Satan is ever degressive. Satan is declining, folks. He's still smarter than we are, toe to toe. But we outwit him by the word. We have to fight him by the word, not our own strength. He's much smarter and faster than we are. But Jesus is far ahead of him. Satan has no covenant with God, no agreement with God. We have agreement through covenant. So if we do what God gives us to do, we'll always win. Even if we die like Stephen. Stephen not only won, but he took a lot of people with him. A lot of people received from what he did. Apostle Paul is just one of the many. He heard what Stephen said, and the words of Stephen pricked his heart. And the Lord was able to say, Jesus said, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. Well, the pricks was what Stephen said, and he heard some of it or all of it. But it took time the word has to get in your heart. He still put people in jail before he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. And after he met Jesus, he was never, ever like that again. He was never like any other Pharisee again. He was all in. Everything of God made sense, and everything, the cold religion, he put it away. He counted it as waste. He counted it as dumb. Okay, verse 11. For so an entrance shall be ministered to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch this part. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yes, I think it fit, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this, my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. This is what Peter said. This was right before he died. He said, moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things in remembrance. For watch this. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For we received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. They heard that on the Mount Transfiguration. And this voice came from the heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. Now watch this. Verse 19 is very important. He said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Now watch this. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I love it. I just love it. So having a good heart is the way to do it. And you can and will have a good heart if you want it. The Lord made it so easy for everybody to join in. Don't hold people to their old sins anymore. That's important. That comes up in my spirit. That's why I said that. And I gave the most graphic way. You know, a lot of people the enemy. A woman being raped bugs me bad. I can't stand that. And a man that would do that, I don't like that either. But you still have to forgive, because the enemy is not just trying to kill the woman and make her feel worthless, but the man too. He later on realized what he did. Now he's condemning himself. You can't do anything about your old sins. You're going to have to, just like you have to believe Jesus to heal.